David Hollander is an investment advisor with Liberty Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Liberty Group, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and insurance is offered through Lifetime Planning Marketing, Incorporated. All investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, chairman and founder of the Liberty Group, LLC.
Then tell me that my lonesome nights are over.
Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's David Hollander.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host. I'm here this morning. It's tough to breathe, as I'm sure you know outside. Ooh, wow. Anyway, for those joining us the first time, welcome. People around here, yep, they call me the Sandman because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. That's because I am a financial advisor and an attorney. We are broadcasting live right now out of our studio here in downtown Oakland, California. I can see the orange horizon outside. Make sure you wear one of those N95 mask if you're out and about. It's not healthy. You can always tweet me a question anytime at PYA Radio. That's at PYA Radio anytime you like. Now, with the markets becoming more risky and looking like it's going to get worse before it gets better, you may be wondering, is it time to bail? Should you stay the course? Or should you switch your investment strategy? Something more conservative, perhaps? Is your portfolio on the right track? Or is it headed for a disaster? Should you move your money all to fixed income right now? What about bonds? Well, we're going to have the answers for you on today's show. As we share market losses continue, what should you do now? Now, let's get started. We're going to phone a friend and then go to Nacho Libre. Anyway, for the week, it was another volatile week on Wall Street. Monday, we saw the tech sector get absolutely whacked. And this brought the overall market down. You know, the tech sector has really been driving things up. And now when it's on the other way down, boy, it falls. Apple was down 5% in a day because evidently one of their suppliers said that one of their larger customers were canceling orders. So the market didn't like that at all. And the Dow, and these are the wild swings we're seeing, down 602 points in a day or 2.32%. NASDAQ was down 2.7%, and the S&P 500, well, it was off 54 or 1.97. So that was a very painful, uncomfortable day. And then you saw the rotation occurring towards quality. Money was fleeing and looking for treasuries and looking for stocks that are consumer-based, like Coke and FedEx and Nordstrom and AGCO. Those are all positive and looking stronger this week. And then the market just decided to bounce around this week. And it was kind of like a trampoline. But anyways, for the week, what are the final numbers? The Dow was down 2.2%, NASDAQ off 2.2%, S&P 500 down 1.6% to continue the bloodletting. And many people are asking the question, well, is it over? Is this it? Is the next leg mucho downward? Who knows? But what we can do is we can look at the economy, we can look at how things are doing, and we can try to decide what's happening. And so let's just take a brief view through the economy and some of those things right now. This whole show is going to be about this today, so don't worry. You're going to get a lot of information. You want to hear what we have to look at today when it comes to this. But anyway, let's talk about the economy. You know, oil this week, a lot of the stocks that are oil-related, as you may have heard, oil has reached a bear market. Oil's down 20% in terms of the barrel price from the October highs. It's just less than a month ago. Tuesday, it traded at $55 a barrel. Now, it moved up a little bit towards the end of the week, but not much. So oil technically is in a bear market. And so you have to look at all the stocks related to that, which are part of all these indexes I've been talking about. And that contributes to the downward pressure. But what does that mean? Does that mean the consumer is going to pay less at the gas pump to fill up your gasoline-powered automobile? On days like this, you probably think, I should be driving electric, right? We'll say that for another day. Anyway, inflation really wasn't that bad. And that's one of the things that could cause the Fed to get a little out of control, which is another one of the worries out there. But, you know, the inflation numbers this week, they're 2.5% year over year. It wasn't too bad. So we really didn't see anything that was a big time surprise when it came there. But what I'm real excited about is about the natural gas market. I don't know if you've been following this, but this is natural gas in the U.S. And what's going on right now, this is kind of exciting. Natural gas prices are up. Get this, 40%. I mean, this is incredible. 40% from the beginning of this month. It's incredible. So companies like Cheniere Energy, what are they doing? Well, they're making some pretty big bets on the natural gas sector. What am I talking about? Well, they're spending a lot of money, billions of dollars, in fact, on these vessels. I don't know if you've seen these things. You can go look this up. Here, I got it here. It's called the Solar Tundra. Go check this thing out. It's like a floating natural gas transponder on the sea. It's one of the biggest, this is like the biggest thing ever made to do this. And why? Because we're making a lot of natural gas and we got to send it all over the world to make money. That's what this is all about. So this is what's happening right now. And guess who the biggest purchaser is of our natural gas? It's kind of funny if you think about it. You guessed it, it's China. China is the biggest purchaser of our natural gas. And they're not slowing down on that one. So this is kind of exciting. And this is an area where we're actually seeing the U.S. do something pretty cool. And this is all happening down in Corpus Christi, Texas, where this is all going on. But hey, that was kind of a bright spot this week. They rolled this out and the CEO was on one of the stations and he was talking about the money they were spending and why they were doing it and what the future looked like. I thought it was kind of rosy in this sea of turmoil we're experiencing right now. So today's thought, as you think about your Thanksgiving turkey, which you're going to put in your oven, is natural gas. Just sounds so exciting. Anyways, what else is going on out there that's pretty cool? The consumer. Now, let me tell you something. The stock market and our U.S. economy is driven by a couple things. But one thing that's a major contributor to our economy and the outlook for the future is you and me, the consumers. Do we go out and spend money right now? Oh, yeah. In fact, consumer confidence and consumer spending is huge right now. And according to Walmart, now Walmart is the world's largest retailer. Believe that. They are the largest retailer in the world. Walmart. Okay. They said that they were upping their year-end forecast because the traffic is huge that's going through there. Now, that's great because right now sales in these stores are on fire. People are spending a lot of money and I like that. That helps a lot of things. So as you contemplate, by the way, happy Thanksgiving. As you contemplate Black Friday, maybe you're going to run out to the stores at, you can go like 11 o'clock at night, right? So you eat your big dinner and then when you feel really full, instead of going to bed, you get up and you walk down to your Best Buy with your N49 mask on and you're sitting outside waiting for the store to open because you're going to run in there and get some great deals for Christmas shopping, right? Of course you are. So that's the way that goes. But anyway, just don't forget your mask you're standing out there because apparently this is not going to go away for a while. So what does this all mean? Well, I think there's some pretty good news out there. And this was a survey done recently by the Barron's. Barron's did a survey on 162 money managers. And this is what they had to say. They made predictions about the value of the markets going forward. Now, you're going to like this, I think, because consider this. The bulls said that the Dow Jones by June of 19 would be at 27,753. You know where we finished recently? Pretty far away from there. And they said the S&P would be over 3,000, which I've been talking about forever. They said it would be at 3,078. and the NASDAQ at 84.37. So those are the bulls. That's what they're saying by mid-19. And remember, we've been talking about this from November, which is right after the midterms, all the way through June, typically one of the best markets for stocks. Now, what about the bears? Well, the bears are saying that by June 19, the Dow, which should be at 24,709. It's not so bad from where we are right now. And the S&P at 27,17. Same story there. So think about it this way. Your downside is really not that bad, and your upside is pretty darn good. So most of the money managers say it's pretty good. Well, maybe you should think about that. Now, the other question that was asked to these managers was, are you beating the S&P 500 this year? Get this, 54% said no. No. So if you're feeling like you're not making any money this year and you're not doing so well, well, guess what? Most of them aren't either. That's okay. So don't be so hard on yourself, but hang in there. All right. Now, what's going on right now? I think we're in the seventh inning. You know, I like baseball. In fact, I happen to like the Giants a lot. And you know that the game is never over until it's over. And that could be the ninth inning. So even though we may be in the seventh inning, which a lot of people are saying, doesn't mean it's over, folks. And I wouldn't go home. What are some of the things that you got to keep your eye on? Well, Brexit, of course, you heard this week, that could play into global growth, particularly if it disrupts the EU economy, and that would have an effect on our economy. But they just said this week, and again, they have till the end of March of next year to figure it all out. So I don't think anything really negative is going to come out of there this year. And then Mario Draghi said that the ECB is slowing down. But I think that's a precursor to them saying we're not going to raise rates for a while. So even though they're slowing down a little bit and we seem to be slowing down a little bit, it's not over. And it doesn't mean to start getting scared and sell everything. What should you be buying right now? Well, I'd stay away from GE, frankly. I would buy U.S. small caps and U.S. stocks that have high profitability. Take a look at Starbucks. Next week, what are we seeing? We got the Thanksgiving holiday, of course, on Thursday. The markets will be closed. It should be a pretty slow week overall. Tuesday, we have a lot of retailers reporting their earnings, and we're going to see housing starts, which is a good signal of the housing market. Wednesday, you're going to see the consumer confidence. I expect it to be very positive. And John Deere will report. John Deere, as you know, is a big Dow component. We'll show about all sorts of farm equipment and things that have been sold to, again, show a healthy economy, which I expect. And then Friday, we got Black Friday. Don't forget about Black Friday as you get out there and get all your Christmas deals, because it's going to be a big one. I predict it'll be pretty strong. So with that, I want to ask you a question. You probably heard about this. There was talking about it all week. The Shiller ratio. Maybe I want to look that up before we come back. What is the Shiller ratio? And what does it tell you about the value of stocks right now? You're going to want to know this. It's all coming up next on Protect Your Assets. So keep it right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This seems like as good a time as any to welcome our first new sponsor, Natural Gas. It gives you some ideas.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
Penny Lane, there is a fireman with an hourglass. And in his pocket is a portrait of a queen. He likes to keep his fire engine clean. It's a clean machine.
Full of experiences just waiting to happen. Some call it retirement. We call it bliss. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. With the markets becoming more risky and looking like it's going to get worse before it gets better, you got to be wondering, is it time to bail? Should you stay the course right now, or should you switch up your investment strategy? Well, a lot of people are wondering if they're headed for a disaster. And so today we're discussing market losses continue. What should you do? Now, this is a timely topic because the markets are getting more volatile. This past week was no less exciting. We saw Monday, Dow down over 600 points. You saw wild swings of 200 to 300, 400 points just about every day. And the markets did finish down for the week overall, in some cases over 2%. So you got to be wondering, what should you be doing? Well, get this, nearly 40% of Americans said right now that they are anxious about the stock market volatility. The study goes on to report that investors are worried they would not be able to protect their retirement savings. And another 42% feared a big market crash. So if the market experienced a significant drop, could you rebuild your savings in time for retirement? It's a great question. So why are we seeing so much risk and volatility in the market right now? Well, one reason is this. It's information. And one indicator that some people look at, and instead of getting technical, which I'll do here in a minute, I want to keep it simple so you understand what I'm talking about. Imagine this. Imagine you walk into your favorite Safeway store and you walk over to the wine section and you feel like you're going to treat yourself to one of those bottles of wine you really like. And this wine isn't extravagant or pricey. It's just really consistent and it represents a great value to you. And it's around $16 a bottle. So now imagine you're at the grocery store and you decide to pick up a bottle to share with friends, and you go to the shelf to grab one, and the price has increased to $19 a bottle. You say, whoa, what happened here? Why did the price go from 16 to 19? And so you remember back to your economics class and something called supply and demand, and you think, oh, I suppose people are catching on to my great find. And so more people are buying it, pushing up the price. Oh, well, it's pretty tasty and it's only $3 more, so I'm going to go ahead and buy it. Well, months go by and you're celebrating, so you head to the market again to pick up your favorite wine. But this time you're really taken aback because when you approach the shelf with your eyes set on that familiar wine label, you can't believe what you're seeing. In fact, this must be a mistake. Your favorite bottle of wine, the one that used to be such a good value at $16, is now $30 a bottle? How can this be? It's the same vintage, same vineyard, same blend. Everything's the same, and it went from 16 to 19, and now it's 30. Well, maybe it's time to start looking at other wines that may be just as delicious, but a much better value. Now, I share this story with you because there's some folks out there who look at an indicator and they feel this is what's happened to the stock market. And one of those forecasting tools that some people use to determine if stocks are on sale, fairly priced or ridiculously expensive, is something called the Shiller PE ratio. Now, this was named after Robert Shiller, and he won a Nobel Prize in economics. And he sees the fair price or cost of stocks at 16, meaning that stocks are fairly priced when the Shiller PE ratio is around 16. Well, here's what his ratio says now. They're at 30. Right, 30, just like that bottle of wine. So some people are saying, hey, maybe it's time to look at other options that could be just as delicious, but a much better value. Now, I talk about this because a lot of people, some people in the industry, look at it and say, that's it. But then there's some other pretty smart people like Warren Buffett. What does Warren Buffett look at? Well, he looks at something called price to book ratio. And again, I'm not trying to overwhelm you with industry information, but I just want to show you about statistics and how they relate to the stock market. Some people argue that Mr. Shiller's index is no longer valued. Why? Well, because the U.S. Accounting Board, the way they figure out facts and figures for companies, changed their rules. since Schiller came out with his reading so long ago, and that he did not adjust his reading to account for the U.S. Accounting Board's changes. And so his ratio's out of whack. That's what some people say. And they may or may not be right. But Warren Buffett, he looks at what's called price-to-book ratio. And according to the latest price-to-book ratio, they're at 3.0%. The 25-year average is 2.9%. So not out of whack. When you also look at something else called PE ratio, and we're looking at forward PE ratio, and these are based on earnings that companies are talking about right now. The 25-year average for stocks is, get this, 16.1%. The latest, 15.5. So we're off still from an all-time high or something that looks scary. And I just bring this to you because it's not all gloom and doom all the time. And as one of the most well-known portfolio managers in the country named Ray Dalio, he said this past week, hey, it's not over. We're in the seventh inning. Sure, it's long in the tooth. Sure, we're moving through the cycle. But if you're a baseball fan, what does the seventh inning mean to you? It means get up and stretch. Stretch those arms. Does that feel good? Your back's so much better now. Roll the shoulders. It's great. I'm expecting a home run in that ninth inning. They're going to blow all those guys in and they get on base. It's not over yet. So that's what I'm saying. And that's my philosophy right now, because I don't think it's over. And in fact, I think you should continue to stick with your equities, maybe rebalance, certainly take a look at what you have, and certainly take advantage of some opportunities out there, because there's opportunities right now. And today we're talking about this because a lot of people are anxious. Again, according to this survey, 40% of Americans say that they're anxious about the stock market volatility. And so again, another little economic lesson is, what happens if you lose money? What does it mean to get back? So think about this. If your original loss is 30%, in order for you to return to where you were, you got to get 42%. And to put this in some dollar terms, if you have a $500,000, say, in your 401k or IRA, and you lose 30%, that means you lost $150,000. You're left with $350,000 from your $500,000, which means you need to make back 42% to get back to even. And these losses can hurt, especially if you're over age 50 and you're getting close to retirement. So with the right advisor and the right advice, you can retire on your own terms, but you need to do something about it. And you're probably wondering, what is that? And I know why you feel that way, because it is complicated. And it's, how do you change this money you've built into income? It doesn't seem like it's an easy thing to do. And it's not. It's like walking around in quicksand. You're not alone. A lot of people feel like you do. So you got to start talking to somebody who has a roadmap to help you get from where you are right now, because you're at a certain place right now and you're trying to go someplace else. And so talk to somebody who has that experience, who can get you from here to there. I have that roadmap. It's right here. And I want to share it with you. If you've saved at least $250,000, say in a 401k, an IRA, maybe just have it at a bank, who knows, another brokerage account, then here's what you can do. Pick up the phone right now. And for the first 10 callers this morning, we're going to design for you my own Protect Your Assets Life Plan. And here's the number, 888-588-5818. You can pick up the phone right now and you can talk to somebody and have this plan designed just for you. You got nothing else to do. You're not going outside, that's for sure. 888-588-5818. Again, get started right now. Reduce your overall volatility and make a plan so when you want to retire, you can retire. You can do it right now. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Call my team right now. They're on the phone. Give them a call right now. 888-588-5818. Coming up on Protect Your Assets, what Social Security claiming strategy could become really risky in a volatile market? You're going to want to find this one out, particularly if you're interested in Social Security. It's all coming up next, so keep it right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. You're like most of us. You're constantly on the go these days. If you miss a show, make sure to check out our brand new podcast page. Go to LibertyGroupLLC.com and click on radio. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. You're going to have a great time with your family. And hopefully you'll have a day off to enjoy some time and hit the stores late Thursday night because, you know, Black Friday is Friday. It's going to be busy, I tell you that right now. You've tuned into likely the most important show when it comes to your retirement and financial life this week. Other shows are busy talking about the mutual fund or annuity of the week. What we're talking about, the important issues, the one that you're concerned about. And right now, people are really concerned about this volatility. And it's causing some people to make some silly decisions right now when it comes to Social Security. I heard one again this week from someone who had reached out and asked for a little bit of help with this question. So today is no exception. If you're just joining us right now, you may be wondering what you should do with all this uncertainty in the market right now. People talking about the Shiller Index being over 30 and how the market's overpriced and how you need to do this. Well, what should you do? So let's talk about Social Security, because I've heard a lot of people say that they should take their Social Security early or when they're eligible to do that and invest the money in the market. This seems risky. And is it a good idea? The short answer, no. It's a terrible idea. So get ready to write down some things. I'm going to give you some things that I think about as I walk through this question, particularly now with volatile markets. Here's what it is. You can claim your Social Security benefit at 62. You know that. And if you wait, your benefits get larger. And you will get 100% of your retirement benefit if you claim at something called your full retirement age, your FRA. You should write that down. You need to find out, what is your FRA? I don't have time to tell you today. Could be anywhere between 66 and 67 for most individuals. It all depends on what year you were born. We can help you with that if you give us a call. Anyway, if you claim earlier than your FRA, you're going to get a reduced benefit. They're going to penalize you. And so if you wait past your full retirement age, past your FRA, or past this example, we'll use 66, your benefit's going to grow by, get this, 8% per year, all the way up to age 70. So the longer the time span is, the greater the chances are you have to be wrong if you take it early, because it's hard to beat 8% a year. I don't know a lot of people who can do that. And if you can consistently get yourself a return of 8%, the top rate by which your benefits can increase if you wait, well, you must be a pretty good investor if you're going to beat that year over year. And I know the last few years, maybe you've been beating 8% per year. And you say, well, I can do it myself. I'll just take the money invested and I'll get over 8%. Well, do you think you will if we have another 2008 happen again? And do you know when that's going to happen? Today we're talking about how I don't think it's going to happen in the next 6 to 12 months, because according to the Leading Economic Indicators Index, we're still looking pretty good as far as I'm concerned. But that doesn't mean we're not flirting with some problem out there. And so if you're investing your Social Security trying to do better than 8%, think about that, because it's very hard to make it up. I talked in the last segment about if there's a 50% pullback in the market, for example, you may need 100% return to get back to where you need to be. And if you take your Social Security, say, at 62 and your FRA is 67, well, they're going to hit you with a 30% penalty on your benefit. So think about that. If you wait till age, say, 65, it's only a 13.3% penalty. Big difference. Now, the other thing you have to think about is your spouse. Because if you take your Social Security benefit early, your spouse could get less money. Taking your Social Security retirement benefit at 62 only makes sense in a limited number of circumstances. Like what? Well, if you're single and you're terminally ill. In those cases, I say, okay, maybe we'll look at it. But if you're married and you're not expecting to live a long time, here's what happens. If you take benefits early, this will reduce benefits for your survivor, for your spouse, because a widow or widower is eligible to start receiving reduced benefits on your record as early as age 60. And they get full benefits at their full retirement age. Who else do you need to think about? Well, what about, do you have any kids? Any kids under 18 or who are disabled? Well, they can get up to 75% of your benefit. So a widow or a widower caring for a child can also receive benefits. So by delaying your payments, you're helping your family. All right. Now, what else? Taxes. They're not going away. And taxes could reduce your amount of Social Security. Well, how does this work? Well, whenever you receive Social Security, get this, up to 85% of that Social Security could be subject to federal income tax. Did you know that? You paid taxes on it when you earned it. Now you're paying taxes again on it? Yeah. It all depends on your modified adjusted gross income, or your MAGI, as they call it. Is it MAGI or MAGI? I don't know. Stands for Modified Adjusted Gross Income. MAGI. Say that at Thanksgiving dinner. I think you had a little bit too much to drink. Anyway, if you do claim early, then those benefits you start taking at 62, well, they're going to be part of your tax. And so put that on your tax return and see what it means in terms of your total tax strategy. Also, you're going to have to make up for the lost income. Because think about this. If you do claim Social Security benefits early, chances are you will take money from another source, like maybe an investment account. And you're going to do that because you have to make up for that lost income, particularly if markets go negative on us. And if you live to 90 or 95, which is possible, you could leave tens of thousands or maybe even hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table. Do you want to throw away hundreds of thousands of dollars? Of course you don't. So for all of those reasons, I usually encourage people to wait to claim their benefit, because this is a decision that's tough to unwind once you make it. And once you digest the decision, you don't like it sometimes. And when you realize you made a mistake, you know, chances of going back to work when you're 88 is pretty tough. Right? So you don't want to have to do that. So I want you to think about this. Have you looked at your Social Security lately? Because this is a very meaningful benefit. It can make the difference between literally hundreds of thousands of dollars. And maybe you're listening to me right now and you say, you know what? I should look up my Social Security, but I don't really know how to do that. And maybe I should do it, or maybe I shouldn't. I'm not sure. Nothing's really happened bad to me yet, so I'll just ignore it. Well, you saw what happened to GE this week. I mean, that stock went in touch with a 10-foot pole. And Jack Welch, who ran that company when he was there, stock was trading at all-time highs. And one thing that he said when he was there, which they should have listened to him after he left, was change before you have to. Think about that line. Change before you have to. If you're thinking about your Social Security benefit, why are you waiting for something bad to happen before you make a smart move? Because if you're doing that, if you're waiting, that could be the worst thing you could do. It's like this. It's like when you get in your car today, are you going to put your seatbelt on first before you put it in gear and start driving down the road? Of course you are, because some maniac could come out of nowhere and hit you and kill you because you're not strapped in. If you've ever been in an auto accident, you know what that seatbelt does. It holds you in place so the airbags and the crumple zones can do their job around you. So hopefully you walk away from that wreck. But if you don't have that seatbelt on and you get smashed or you hit that brake or something else, where are you going? You're going around the car or through the window or out the window. So put your seatbelt on. And if you don't do this, when it comes to your retirement, your Social Security, you're asking for trouble. Because any little thing that comes out of nowhere could actually derail your plans and make you have to work another few years. You know this. You've been through this before. Don't do it again. Your peace of mind is too important. Why are you sitting there wondering if your current plan's on track, wondering if you have enough to end up financially secure, to travel and do all the things you've always wanted to do? Find out. Find out if you're on the right track. I can help you. But you got to help yourself first. Here's what I need you to do. If you've saved at least $250,000, say in a 401k, an IRA, brokerage, some other kind of account, just add it all up. And if you're over 250, pick up the phone right now. Call me. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, here's the number, 888-588-5818. If you're contemplating your Social Security and you're getting close to making that decision, you got to do this for yourself. Pick up the phone. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Get your questions answered right now. Call this number, 888-588-5818. It's time for a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to discuss whether it makes sense to start moving out of stocks right now into CDs and money markets to help protect your money during these volatile times. I'm going to explain it all when I get back. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. You know what they say, don't you? You don't stop having fun because you get old. You get old because you stop having fun. And now, back to David Hollander, the Sandman.
Absolutely. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Hope you're doing a little dance over there. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Hope you have a great time with your family. And play some fun music at dinner. Makes it great. Now, go check out our website, libertygroupllc.com. If you ever missed a show, we have all our past shows there. Again, libertygroupllc.com. Click on the radio tab at the top, and you'll see all the different stations we're on. You can click on them and listen live if you want. But also below that, you'll see the topic of all the shows and all the past shows and something called a podcast. And so you can listen to these shows whenever you want and stop it whenever you want too. So it's up to you. You're in control. All right, good. So that's a little fun fact for you. I want to wish a happy birthday to Dan Rellis, Jackson Yu, and Tim Harity. Happy birthday to all you guys. And I hope you have a great birthday week and enjoy yourself. Do something fun indoors. Anyway, let's get back to it. We're talking today about retiring during this volatile time, and what should you be doing? Because according to a recent survey, a lot of you, in fact, it's like over 40%, are very concerned about all this volatility in the market right now. 42% fear a big market crash, according to this recent survey. And so maybe you're wondering, could you run out of money in retirement sooner than later if you make a bad mistake? And so there's a rule that has been time-tested for over 100 years, and I feel that it's a rule you should think about as you protect your money. And you can still achieve a reasonable return. What's that rule? It's so easy. It's so powerful. It's called the prudent investor rule. You can write that down. Prudent investor rule. And like you said, it's been around a while. Now, here's the purpose, is to help you understand how much a prudent person in your position, like a reasonable person. I love that word. In law school, they teach you this, the reasonable person. You should say the reasonable man, but that's not right anymore. It's a person. So the reasonable person would do, what would the reasonable person do? I used to sit in class and sit there and go, what would a reasonable person do? Think about that. Would a reasonable person? I'm not going to go down that road. Anyway, let's go for this. Okay, so what would a reasonable person do with their investments? That's the question. And how much should you have at risk in the markets? How much should you have in safer alternatives? What are those safer alternatives? Well, here's how the rule starts out. It's simple. It's like this. It says, take the number 100, subtract your age. The remainder is the maximum a prudent investor would have in the market. So let me give you an example. Let's say you're 55 years old. 100 minus 55 is phone a friend, 45. That's right, 45. So 45% is the amount a prudent investor should have invested in anything that's at risk. So what are some things that are at risk? Well, stocks are at risk. Mutual funds are at risk. Bonds can be at risk. Variable annuities can be at risk. Real estate. Things that have risk associated with them are the things that you put into that quadrant. Does that make sense? Now, in the other side of the equation, the 55%, that's where you put your safe stuff. What's safe stuff? Well, CDs can be safe. Certain types of bonds, if you hold them to maturity, can be higher on the safe scale. You have things like fixed annuities, maybe you've heard about. Those are backed by the claims paying ability of the insurance company, so you have to look at that. You have something called a fixed indexed annuity, also backed by the claims paying ability of a company. And you may be in certain businesses that you feel pretty strong about, and you know that they're safe no matter what happens. You're going to still drive revenue. You're still going to make money off that piece of real estate if it's located in downtown Palo Alto. So these are things that are safe and you don't want to have those at risk. So that's where you'd put those sort of things. Now, remember, you have to remember this, that bonds are traded on the stock market. And so they can move in any one of those categories. And you really got to be careful about that. I've heard a lot of people talking about moving money into bonds all of a sudden. And if for instance, the bond market pulls back on you just because rates rise, like it has, say 30%, you could lose 30% of your money, of the value of that bond. And that's going to create risk. So you may be wondering what you can do. Well, one thing you can do is you can pick up the phone and you can talk to somebody and get some help. Because I can tell you, somebody who's in this, you need help. You need to talk to somebody who can look at your situation and help you understand where you are and what you can do and what your choices are. Explain it to you. Here's the phone number to call. 888-588-5818. I know this is complicated and you need a team of experts on your side. In my office right here, I have a CPA. I have 3 estate planning attorneys. And we have over 15 financial advisors who work as a team to help you figure this stuff out. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, here's the number. It's real easy. 888-588-5818. You can pick up the phone right now and talk to a member of my team. Lines are open. Call this number, 888-588-5818. I want to wish everybody out there a happy and safe Thanksgiving. And really, please pay attention to this air quality and don't exercise outside unless you have one of those masks on. Big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all the fabulous producers back in the studio, Dion, Matt, Andrea, Nico, and Hayden. Thank you so much, because without my team, just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
So please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a tree.